Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond. I bet you're wondering why an episode showed up on Tuesday.
We've got a special treat for you.
That's right. You know we talk about our Patreon every week. It's a great place where we have exclusive episodes and content that we're offering our listeners and viewers.
If you enjoy our regular show, you'll find even more content there.
Every week on Wednesdays, we release a special episode that you can't find on the normal show where we do a special series. Right now, we're in the middle of what we like to call cryptids A to Z.
I love that word.
Not as much as you love the Slide Rock Bolter cryptid.
Well, who wouldn't love a whale monster the size of a mountain?
Nobody that I know of.
And that's not all. We'll be bringing more and more content every week.
Starting at just $3 a month, you can get tons of extra content with more and more coming soon.
And there are various levels where you get additional bonuses such as video episodes and even tiers where you can get some amazing merch.
And the best part, you can help support our podcast so that we can grow and make even more great content for you.
So to give you an idea of what you can get from our Patreon, we've decided to start releasing a bonus episode on the second Tuesday of the month.
That's right. It's supersized, isn't it? They didn't even see this coming.
They didn't.
So I hope that you enjoy and make sure to check out our Patreon to subscribe. You can find that at patreon.com/scarysavannah. That's spelled out patreon.com/scarysavannah. And you can find a link also on our website if you go click on the link in the header that says Patreon.
Or download the Patreon app.
You can do that as well. That's how Crystal listens to all kinds of stuff.
It is.
So we'd very much appreciate it if you check that out. And please enjoy your bonus episode. Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond. This is episode number Patreon.
That's a number?
Yeah, it's a number.
Is it like a Roman numeral?
It's a Roman numeral number uno. Okay. That's how they say it in Rome.
I thought you said it was Patreon.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Does that mean one?
Yeah, it means one. Patreon's okay. Actually Roman for one.
Okay.
Don't check me on that.
Okay.
So this is the first of our exclusive episodes that we're releasing on Patreon, and we thought we would do something special for all of our fans that are contributing to us in this manner, and I've been fascinated by cryptids for a long time, so I thought we should do a series on them.
You know this was my idea.
Well, you know what they say, all good ideas are stolen, you know.
You're such a pioneer.
You know me, I'm an idea guy, even if they're not my own.
Definitely not your own.
Yeah, so my idea, which I borrowed a little from Crystal, was to do a series called Cryptids from A to Z. And since I bought this, I think that I'm now a fully qualified investigator.
I don't think that's how it works.
Nonsense. Every fully qualified investigator has at least five of these things.
Do you even know how it works?
Well, yeah, you point it at ghosts and it tells you that, yes, that's a ghost. Although I did point it at the vent fan in our bathroom and it told me that's a ghost too.
Why?
You just got to do scientific method, you know?
Maybe you should just watch a video on YouTube.
Yeah. So either I need to read the manual better, watch a video on YouTube, or our bathroom fan is indeed haunted. But that's a great idea.
It probably is. Actually, everything. YouTube, you know, I told you our house is haunted.
Oh, yeah. A little clarification on what this series is going to be about Yes, we're going to be talking about cryptids, and the A to Z is going to be taking us from all 50 states, from state A all the way through state Z.
You know there's no state that starts with Z, right?
That is not important at this time. I'll worry about it when we get there.
I should definitely not give you this much power.
Too late. On with the show. So we're going to start with the first state in alphabetical order, which is, I'm being told, Alabama.
Did you look that up?
I'm looking at you for confirmation.
That's correct. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Alabama is one of those states that I haven't actually been to yet, but that one time our daughter played roller derby in Rome, Georgia, and I think that's only about 20 minutes away from Alabama.
Did I go to this?
Yeah, you rode with us.
I did?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wait, yeah. It wasn't just Kirsten. It was all three of them.
I think Ethan was a coach.
Yeah, you said daughter, so I thought you meant when just Kirsten was playing. But it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think he was just the coach, but they were all three out there.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a really long drive now that I remember it.
Yeah, it sure was, especially with me driving.
That's true.
Yeah. When I looked at Google Maps, it looks like there's a place called Hardman Cemetery right over the state line. I wonder if that's haunted.
Well, maybe next time you can take that little magic ghost detector thing and we can find out.
Yeah, I will definitely be able to confirm if there's a vent fan in the area. If we do, that's for sure. On with the cryptids. I found several interesting cryptids in Alabama, so I'm going to start with the one that I think is the weirdest.
Do you want to define cryptids before we get started?
Yes, it's something that's weird and strange and monstrous and also not explainable in any other terms that I'm allowed to share with you due to my government clearance.
Kind of like a Bigfoot or aliens,
yeah,
and stuff like that?
Bigfoot, alien, Mothman, okay. Stuff like that.
Okay.
At least
thanks.
That's the...
I know this was my idea, that's but layman's, I needed a little clarification.
That's the layman's terms, you know.
For people
terms.
Who may not be into cryptids and creepypasta.
You don't know how to work one of these things, so
I don't.
Clearly you're not qualified to question my methods.
Isn't that what I got to use at the paranormal investigation at the theater?
Is.
So
this,
I do have more experience with it than you do.
Yeah, this
exactly.
is the Rook EMF, and it's apparently magical. So when you put it near things, like this microphone... It doesn't do anything.
It didn't do anything.
But that's because this microphone is, in fact, not haunted. So
I can't believe you didn't buy a REM pod.
And yet.
Or is it on the way?
Four of them. You got to have one in every corner of the room.
We're going to put one in all the rooms and upstairs.
We're not putting any detection devices in our house because if I find out
you
this house is haunted.
You know there's a monster in that closet behind you. I hate to tell you.
I'm not scared of the monster in the closet. I'm scared about the ghost that'll be hovering over the foot of our bed.
Well, they don't come downstairs.
Oh, then I'm good.
They're only upstairs.
I wouldn't sleep in this room. This room's terrifying.
We slept up here when there was a hurricane. Remember that?
We did?
Yeah, we did. We slept right there.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and I smashed Kirsten's TV when I woke up in the middle of the night and I was confused at where I was.
That does sound like you.
I had no idea where we were. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night and it was unfamiliar and I fell off the end of the bed.
That sounds like
into
you.
Her TV. That's why she has a new TV.
Yeah, we're good people.
I know.
So the first cryptid that is the weirdest is the Wolf Woman of Mobile.
I've never heard of a Wolf Woman. This sounds a lot like a movie on Shudder.
Yeah, I think pretty much everything we talk about sounds like that.
It does.
So the story of the Wolf Woman goes like this. Picture it. 1971, Mobile, Alabama, for 10 short days in the month of April.
This wouldn't have started on the first by chance, would it?
Probably. This creature was described as half woman, half wolf. She was reported to be seen at night, wandering around the street.
Are you sure this wasn't an April Fool's prank?
It does sort of sound like one, except for the fact that over the next several days, the police supposedly got over 50 calls reporting seeing this creature. And that, to me, seems like a little bit of a far-fetched idea to be a prank.
I guess, but it could be mass hysteria.
So this creature was described as a woman and a wolf, pretty and hairy.
I don't like hairy.
Sort of like they would describe me.
I don't like
pretty
hairy.
Pretty hairy.
No.
I think the upper half was woman and the lower half was the wolf.
Well, it was the 70s. They didn't shave sometimes back then.
Yeah,
forever.
There was a whole movement about that, wasn't there? She would run on all fours like an animal, not on 2 feet like a human. At least that's what the witness reports claim to say. It was reported that people would follow her, and some people, believe it or not, tried to hunt her.
Well, it was Alabama, so I guess it should have more sense than to show up there.
Yeah. And of course, no one was able to trap or shoot her, it seems. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem anyone was able to get a picture of her.
Well, if they had cell phones, she would have gone viral.
Oh, for sure. It does sound like an interesting creature.
It does.
I did find some artist renderings I want to pop up here, and it looked like something out of an old Egyptian hieroglyph off of a sarcophagus, doesn't it?
What?
Sarcophagus. It's the word of the day.
Oh, I like it.
I did some more research and found that there are things called feral people. It seems that this is what they call people that are raised by animals.
It's like Mowgli in the Jungle Book.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about gremlins. But you never seen gremlins, have you? You never seen a Mogwai?
Mogwai. It was Mowgli, right?
Mowgli in the Jungle Book.
Yeah, that's Mogwai, what I was talking about.
In gremlins.
Wasn't he raised by like a bear or a snake or something?
He was raised by Baloo.
Which was a bear.
I think he was raised by Baloo. It's been quite a few years since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I used to read the book to the kids, but it's been a minute.
Yeah. So that's one of the theories, is that it's a feral person. And I don't think that this was a joke based on the number of sightings that they had and over the days they did it. So surely there's something more to it.
I still think it sounds like you're just quoting the plot of a Shudder movie. What'd you do? Go on Wikipedia, look up Shudder movies, just copy it down.
Maybe. Since the creature wasn't seen again, we're left to wonder, is she still out there stalking the night? I wonder if she was part of a pack of wolves, you know, and maybe got lost, and or maybe it was someone from a circus freak show.
Or maybe just someone in a costume.
That is also possible, too.
So has she not been seen since 1971?
Nope. Not even a one time. Maybe it was an elaborate hoax.
Maybe.
I guess we'll never know.
Guess not. I bet it really set dogs off when they saw her running by there.
Yeah, it didn't say anything about that, but, you know, if Coffee had been there, she would have definitely let everyone know that a mysterious she-wolf was in town. But, of course, she'd probably have the exact same reaction to someone closing a car door 3 blocks away. So maybe she wouldn't be that great of an early warning detection system after all.
She hates car doors.
And vacuums.
And leaf blowers.
And the theme song from the Liberty Insurance commercials.
That makes her sad.
Yeah.
That one makes her cry.
Makes her cry. It's a tearjerker.
It is.
So our next cryptid on the list from Alabama is one that makes me think of a funk song from the 70s.
You think that about a lot of things, though. So.
Well, it was some of the most powerful bass guitar in history. So, yes, I do compare lots of things to the funk.
What do you know about the fire?
Everything I need to know, I learned from the woman that was in front of us in line at the Goodwill that one time.
Oh, yeah. We were in line, and then they were playing Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's one of Brett's favorite bands for some reason.
Definitely one of my top five favorite bands.
How many top five bands lists do you have? I assume it's like your multiple top five movies list.
I lost track of it somewhere around 60.
You're crazy.
Yep. I'm actually unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what I've been told.
So this lady behind us in line at Goodwill heard Brett singing one of the songs, and she turned around and asked the coolest question we've ever heard.
Yeah.
She said, What you know about the fire?
Yeah, it turns out that she was a huge fan of the fire and even followed them around on tour. Seems like she got to go backstage several times as well.
And I think she said she got to get on their tour bus.
Yeah.
But that was a fun time.
I imagine that's probably a different experience than the one I would want to have.
Definitely.
With the band.
Yeah. Yeah.
But back to the story. This creature is known as the Alabama White Thang.
Okay.
That's an ang with an ang.
That does sound like a song you'd listen to.
Yeah, it does. But this isn't a song. This is a Bigfoot-type creature.
Okay.
This story comes from the North Alabama woods, and they've been having reports of it in folklore for as far back as the early 1900s. It has been described as a tall, white creature whose height is approximately 7 feet.
Sounds like a Bigfoot, except I didn't ever hear of them being white.
Sometimes, I guess, all creatures can be albino.
Oh, he's an albino. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Bigfoot, I've been talking to my friend Jeremy about us buying a tent and going to search for Bigfoot in the mountains of North Carolina. I actually found one at the Goodwill the other day, but I didn't buy it.
I'm surprised. You buy all kinds of weird stuff at Goodwill.
Surely I'm not the only person who needs a penguin ice bucket.
Why do you think it's at Goodwill?
Because people have no sense of quality, it seems. It's also where I got all those typewriters. They're worth a lot of money.
But you won't sell them.
What, are you crazy? Sell them? Have you been drinking?
I wish. They just take up space in the closet. You probably wouldn't even notice if I got rid of them. A lot like that guitar pickup I found the other day, which you like hastily took it away, and I don't know what you did with it.
I would sense a disturbance in the force if you did that. As is common with Bigfoot, or big feet.
Is that the plural?
I don't know. It feels like it should be.
It should be. It's like a moose and meese.
Meeses.
Yeah.
Which I thought were mices.
I don't know.
Which is mouses. There have been many claims that it has a foul odor, similar to our dog Layla.
She smells like a fish tank right now. She needs a bath.
Similar to dead animals, actually, but I figured that the comparison was still valid.
She don't smell that bad.
Yeah. Some reports say that it also sounds like a woman screaming, and it's been described as running around on two legs as well as on all fours.
So you have options.
Convertible. It can move extremely quickly, as monsters seem to be able to do for some reason. And I know you don't actually really care for Bigfoot, but I think it would be cool to see a white one. It'd be like that time I saw a white squirrel in Wisconsin.
I saw one on Tybee one time on 2nd Avenue, the bike path. Yeah, I was riding the bikes with the kids and we saw a white squirrel. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, nothing.
Nothing. Really? White squirrels are cool, but they're not Bigfoot.
Yeah, I imagine it would look pretty cool to see a white Bigfoot, you know.
You are easily amused.
I am very easily amused. It was difficult to find out more about this particular cryptid, as it doesn't appear it's ever been photographed.
Which seems to be a common theme.
A common thread amongst these things. I'm wondering if maybe it turns out this was just like an albino bear, or perhaps an actual albino Bigfoot. I've seen some descriptions having the creature looking like a white lion.
That's not very similar to a bear.
No, I'm not sure how someone could confuse a bear with a lion. Maybe that's because it supposedly runs around on 4 feet sometimes.
I guess it could happen.
Yeah. So let's get Big Cryptid on the phone and find out.
Good idea. You should try calling them collect.
We always do.
See if they take your call.
What kind of answer we're going to get. Same answer those guys on that airplane got. Put her in the ocean.
Yeah.
And our final cryptid from Alabama is going to be my favorite one on the list. Huggin' Molly.
As you like to say, sounds like a band.
I think we covered a few of her songs at a bar one time, actually.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This is actually probably more of a legend than an actual cryptid, but I still find it fascinating. This story comes from Abbeville, Alabama. Parents who wanted their children to be home before dark would tell them this story. They would say a monstrous witch would appear to children who weren't home by dark. She wouldn't harm the children. She would just come up to them and hug them really tight.
Yeah,
you definitely. And scream into their ears.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Where is she?
Yeah, I'm sure you covered this band.
The worst thing that would happen to them would be that they would have ringing in their ears from her piercing scream, which also sounds a lot like our music.
Definitely.
Like most legends, she was abnormally large. Described as being 7 feet tall, because for some reason that's a common theme.
Yeah.
7 feet tall. Dressed in all black and with what could only be described as a witch's hat.
Kind of reminds me of the Renee Rondalia from our earlier episodes, like where they would make up the story to scare children.
Yeah.
And he was super tall and scary. And
it definitely seems to follow that same pattern.
Of course, he was a little bit more violent.
Yeah, he was taller like too, because they had to one up
heads
them.
Off and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and hung bunny rabbits in trees and kids and things of that nature. Old Huggin, we're going to call her Huggin.
Molly Huggin?
Yeah, old Huggins. Her origin stories vary. The most popular one I've seen is that she had lost a child and thus would hunt children to hug them to help her pain. And she'd scream in her ears because that's what little kids deserve.
Super creepy. Like, I would be scared of this.
Yeah, well, you should see the town sign. They actually have a picture, and I'm going to post it right now. So you look at this and see how on their town sign, you can see a witch chasing a child.
So they really latched onto this. They were all apparently in it, right? They're like, oh, we're going to put this on a sign.
I assume their local teams have that as their mascot. I don't know, but it just feels right. It'd be like you score a touchdown and then Molly could run across the field. She's like, hey, and she starts hugging the quarterback. And then from there, it just gets raw violence. That's all it is.
Okay.
Just raw violence.
I love it.
Another legend says she was a former professor at a local college and was trying to keep children safe by keeping them away from the dangerous nighttime streets. This is a very popular story from the city, and it's basically a do what your parents say or the boogeyman, it gonna get you.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, I know it would have worked on me because I was scared of the dark.
You still are.
It's called wisdom, baby. Nothing good happens after midnight, you know.
In our own house.
You can never be too careful.
So that's what you got that for?
Exactly. That's going to bring us to the end of our special Patreon cryptid episode number A-1 about Alabama. Next week, we'll be talking about the next letter, which is not going to be the Z.
It's still A.
Before A. I don't know. I can't spell. It's not like I'm related to a world-class speller.
Name the states that start with A.
Alabama, Arkansas, Alaska.
Okay.
Argentina.
Well, you'll have a whole week to figure out which one of those comes next.
I think I could probably do that with a little help from my friends.
Jack.
Jack, our friend Jack.
He's got my back.
Hopefully now you know to be home before dark, or the Witch of Abbeville may ride up on the Wolf Woman of Mobile while the white thing flanks you from the back. That could be the slogan for the podcast, really. I'm going to bring that in. That's going to be a thing. It's going to be happening.
Like, you're going to get this on a t-shirt, I hope.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be
all those words.
People have printed these things on t-shirts because a lot of people do these stories, but no one's put them all together.
Put it all together.
It's going to be like, yeah. You've heard of the cryptids from Alabama, but you've never seen them like this.
It's just like a whole jumble.
I bet none of those people can talk like me.
They can't.
So that's going to be the end of the episode. We'd like to thank all of our Patreons that are helping fund this podcast, and we greatly appreciate your support.
And for buying Brett that EMF thing.
Because it's definitely going to be like, check this out. There's a light here, and if you put it up here, it doesn't do anything. But, you know, hey, look, you can see it in this camera right here. It's pretty fancy.
It looks like something from Ghostbusters. Like, no, you remember when Ghostbusters when we were kids?
EMF meters.
And McDonald's, had toys.
I know. I had a Slimer that would be on top of a pencil eraser, and he would spin around the firehouse.
I had some sort of little thing like that I got from McDonald's. It probably worked about as well.
Exactly. We'll see you next week.
Bye.